This episode is brought to you by Northwind Adventures.
Hiya folks, Old Man Grognard here. Say, if you ever wanted to experience the thrilling adventures of fantastic pulp fantasy stories at the tabletop, Northwind Adventures has got a role-playing game for you with Hyperborea. Based on the solid foundation of the original 1974 fantasy game, author Jeffrey Talanian has crafted an exciting, vibrant world using the inspiration of authors like Howard Smith and Lovecraft. With paper, pencil, and a handful of dice, your characters can explore the wonder, danger, and thrills of a rugged world beyond the North Wind. Explore dungeons, fight off monsters mundane, fantastic, and alien. Discover lost civilizations, battle mighty wizards, evil cultists, vicious warlords, and more. With 26 classes to choose from, your characters can quickly find fortune and glory on the road to high adventure, all in the land of Hyperborea. From Northwind Adventures, you'll find it at hyperborea.tv.
Abandon all hope, listeners. You're listening to Radio Grognard, the OSR podcast about stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Magic. Okay. Do you have to have magic in a game? I know there are a lot of games out there that don't use it, but there are players out there who have to have it. I was playing with my group a Savage Worlds game, or no, it was no. I was playtesting a Gangbusters scenario I wanted to run at North Texas RPG Con. And afterwards, I talked to some of the players, and one guy said, "I like that game of the goon you ran for Savage Worlds. I liked it because it was the usual pulp stuff, but it had magic in it. And I always want my games to have magic in it." And I thought about that. And I thought, why is that? I mean, yes, people want to suspend disbelief. And when they play, they want to think about another place, another time, another character. But some people have to have that complete detachment. Like something fantastic. Something fantastic has to be in that game. And there is nothing wrong with that. I just happen to play some games that don't have it. Now, here's the thing. I want to ask him, what does he think about science fantasy? A la a sci-fi game where the technology is almost akin to magic. I'm talking about John Carter. I'm talking about Thundar the Barbarian. He-Man is a better example. I've got right here Flash Gordon for Savage Worlds. And I can see, you know, whatever's in there, it's ray guns and blasters and stuff like that. But there is nothing wrong with having a technology that is akin to magic. And I was wondering if there's anybody out there that can really, you know, relate to that. Because, you know, it's a good substitution. Because I've had things in my D&D games, there is a strong steampunk type aesthetic where science and magic coexist. Because I like it. I like my games to resemble something like a Tim Burton or a Terry Gilliam film. I just like that kind of fantastic whimsy that they have in those things, and I'm always trying to add that. And I've always said, if you take Spelljammer and put steampunk in it, you have Treasure Planet, which is a great thing, actually, I think. But not the current edition of Spelljammer. I'm talking about the 2E one. Anyway, that's my two cents on that. If you can add a science angle to it and make it akin to magic, to me, that's just as good. We'll find out later. I'll ask him again. Or I just like, might run the goon again. I don't know. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop a voicemail on Anchor. We're monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. For single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. All right, we know the drill. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. And it is Gilbert Soros, Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Benjamin Brodell, John Allen Large, and Aaron. Thank you very much, guys. And for other good podcasts, there's Dan Gregg's Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Pinkhart's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Questions? Comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. We'll see you next time when Radio Grognard is on the air.